So today I wanted to speak to you about the importance of setting marketing objectives. And I'm not just talking about, you know, building brand awareness and being very generic with it. I'm talking about being specific, having measurable objectives that you know can actually be something you can benchmark against and even monitor your progress with. All right. So it's very important to set marketing objectives. Now, if you're in business, doesn't matter how long you've been trading, it's really important that you're measuring activities, and not just in terms of marketing, actually in terms of all of the activities that you're doing. You know, are your projects being done on time? Are you spending the right amount of money? Are you working with the right people? What's the feedback like when someone's used your service? These are all ways to measure in your business. But today I'm actually speaking about setting marketing objectives in relation to marketing. So that's promoting your business, with the end goal being to generate an increase in inquiries or sales. So if you haven't already done this, get a pen and paper, because I'm going to give you a few quick nuggets right now from Insight to Marketing. The first thing is, you need to think about what you're trying to achieve. Okay, so if you are wanting to raise brand awareness, you know, how many people are you wanting to reach? Be specific. Are you wanting to reach global, locally, regionally? Be specific. Will it be in London, in Ireland, in Birmingham? If it's global, what continents will it be on? Or will you just be very vague and say global? It's very important that you measure against specific objectives, because it really does help you to pinpoint and see where you started and where you're going to. The other thing you might want to look at is how realistic your timings are. So if you're going to say, you know, in the next quarter, I want to reach a global audience, how about you change that into, you know, in 12 weeks, I want to reach the Asian market. And you can even fine tune that even further to specific countries, locations, postcodes, and so on. But what I'm getting at here is have a time frame, have a window that you can check back on. So, for example, if you wanted to look at having a certain amount of leads generated or customer inquiries before the festive season, you might say, okay, between now and December, I want to attract 30 leads. Okay, now that's very specific, and that means that in November, in October, in September, and even in August, you could be looking on a monthly basis or weekly, ideally, on how many leads you're getting. So it's useful to be very specific and to have timing involved when you are setting your marketing objectives. Now, the other thing to consider is financial and non-financial. So I've worked in organisations where they don't mind just being very free with the objective setting. Sometimes they don't even set objectives, believe it or not. But I set objectives because I feel that objectives give me focus. And I'm really encouraging you to do that too. Even if you've never done it before, please consider setting objectives, because objectives give you that focus. It's all part of the planning stage. So work out who you want to target by when. What goals do you want? How much money do you want to bring in? How many leads do you want? How many of those leads do you want to convert to sales? How much money do you need to earn this month? Because that is a marketing target. Because if you consider that if you even needed to earn £200 extra this month, perhaps to finance a piece of kit that you need for your photography business, yeah? You've got to work backwards and say, okay, my target's 200. Maybe I'm going to bring in, you know, 400 so that I've got the 200 for my camera equipment and another 200 to consider. The other thing that you want to consider is how realistic it is. So if you know, for example, that you really need to generate 500K, perhaps it's a crowdfunder campaign as an example, then you probably know that it's a certain time frame that you've got to generate that cash. But how realistic would it be to generate 500K in a month? I don't know. You know the answer to that. But what I'm saying to you is, when you're setting your objectives, make sure that they are realistic. Don't give yourself a week to generate 500K or even a day. Be realistic. Think about the work involved, the resource you can allocate, the time you need, and be realistic. Set realistic objectives, okay? The other thing is to make sure that your goal is achievable. So again, related to being realistic and being, you know, measurable, in that you can quantify the results, you can see the efforts, the outcomes of your efforts, yeah? Think about how achievable it is. How realistic are you being in terms of actually getting that goal? Yeah, in terms of actually achieving what you want, because that's important. There's nothing wrong with having ambitious dreams, but you need to actually be realistic, because the worst thing you can do is set a very sky-high objective that you can't achieve and then be disappointed in yourself because you didn't give yourself enough time or allocate sufficient resources. So do think about how specific you can make your objective. Make sure that you can measure it in terms of time frames, you know, the window that you've got to deliver it in. And on that point, I would say as well, do measure, you know, if you're doing a campaign and you want to raise awareness, you want to get 50 people onto a course, do some pre-work as well. Do look at before your course, you know, what was the awareness like? Whilst the campaign was on, what was the awareness like? And when the campaign finished, what was the awareness like? Hopefully it would have increased. Because those kind of measures, pre, during and after, are another great way of measuring whether or not your objectives are achieved. Okay, so think about specific and measurable objectives and make sure that they've got a time frame assigned to them and that they are realistic as well. Okay, and once you've got those objectives written down, bear in mind an aim is like an airy-fairy version of an objective. Some of us talk about aims and objectives and don't give any kind of focus. We don't pinpoint specifically what we're wanting to achieve. By setting objectives, you're actually outlining exactly what you want to achieve. And you know, what I would say to you is if you don't manage to achieve it, don't beat yourself up about it. As solopreneurs, as entrepreneurs, as mumpreneurs, as people in business, you understand, hopefully, that you learn from experience. So if you try to do something and you don't manage to achieve it, bear in mind, you're not the first person. Richard Branson, Oprah Winfrey, you know, Steve Jobs, all of these kind of big wigs out there, they made mistakes. I don't really like that word mistake, I call it experience. They learn from experiences and look at them now. So set your objectives, think about how specific you can be, how realistic you can be, make sure you've got a really good time frame that you've set, and do consider reviewing where you are before, during and after your activity. It's very important in terms of monitoring that you set your objectives so that you know exactly what you're working on. I hope that was helpful, guys. And if you've got any questions, get in touch with me. And remember to subscribe for future updates. Take care. Bye.